Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, as your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine mainstream modern jazz, so we hope you'll stick around and listen to the sounds with us tonight. Tonight, our highlight artist is Howard McGhee. This will be our second installment of Howard, and so we're going to sample some of his recorded work. He was among the first bebop jazz trumpet players, along with Dizzy Gillespie, Fats Navarro, and Idris Sullivan. And it was known for his fast fingers and his high notes, and rarely credited for the influence he extended to the younger trumpet players of the era. And when the instrument had come back into vogue by the students of jazz. Now, some drug problems sidelined Howard for much of the 50s, but he resurfaced in the early 60s, notably between 60 and 62. He released a number of fine albums, and we're going to sample some of those albums between 60 and 62 for you tonight. We're going to lead it off with an album called Music from the Connection. The Connection was a New York stage play in which the jazz musicians not only were the actors, but they played their musicians on their instruments on the stage. And all of the compositions were written by a pianist, Freddie Redd, who you'll hear on piano on this particular track. And along with Freddie Redd, we've got, of course, Howard McGhee on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Milt Hinton, the judge, as he was called, on bass, Ossie Johnson on drums. This is a little thing called Wiggin. Thank you. That was a board fade in the recording studio. That was not here in our studio. It was a little composition written by the piano player on that track, Freddie Redd, called Wigglin', from a Felstead album that was cut in 1960 called Music of the Connection. And, of course, we had our spotlight artist, Howard McGee, there on trumpet, and a fine tenor sax solo by Tina Brooks, and the composer on piano, Freddie Redd. So how are we going to open up the show for you tonight, Al?
Well, I thought it'd be good to start off with a group led by one of my favorite Basie alums. Frank Wesley's this group on flute, and there's some other Basie alums also, Joe Newman on trumpet, Freddie Green on rhythm and guitar. And then they've added Kenny Burrell on solo guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. This is from a Savoy CD entitled Jazz for Playboys. Now, before you jump to conclusions, I bought this CD when I was much younger, just so you know. And they're going to do a tune written by Johnny Mandel entitled Low Life. Thank you. That was Low Life, a tune written by Johnny Mandel, and brought to you by Frank West on flute, Joe Newman on trumpet, Kenny Brill on solo guitar, Freddie Green on rhythm guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. It was from a Savoy CD released in 2000. The original LP was recorded in 1956, and it was entitled Jazz for Playboys.
Returning now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, jazz trumpet man Howard McGhee. We're going to do something from his Bethlehem album that he cut in 1960 called Dusty Blue. And on this particular track, Howard is accompanied by Walter Bolton on drums, Ron Carter on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano. This is a classic out of the Cole Porter songbook, I Concentrate on You. Thank you. That's out of the Cole Porter songbook, I Concentrate on You, by Howard McGhee, our highlight artist of the week on trumpet, from his Blue Note Bethlehem album, cut in 1961, called Dusty Blue, and very fine swinging medium tempo version of that Cole Porter classic. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we hear from the great Oscar Peterson. This is from a CD entitled Saturday Night at the Blue Note. And it features the original Oscar Peterson trio, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. The trio had not appeared together for almost 20 years at this point, so for them it was a reunion of sorts. They also added Bobby Durham on drums for this live recording. They're going to do a tune written by Oscar entitled Nighttime. Thank you. That was Nighttime, a tune written by Oscar Peterson and performed there by Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. That was from a Telarc CD released in 1991 entitled Saturday Night at the Blue Note.
Next we find our highlight artist, trumpet man Howard McGee, in the Contemporary Records studio. It was a prolific West Coast independent jazz label. And this was recorded in 1961. And the album is called Together Again, and the meaning of the title is that it brings back Howard McGee on trumpet with a great West Coast tenor sax man, Teddy Edwards, who played with Howard McGee all down through the years. Teddy always stayed on the West Coast, and so he never got the national attention a lot of the major jazz artists did. And we also have, out of Memphis, Tennessee, the inevitable Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano, Ray Brown on bass, who was in the Oscar Peterson trio at the time, as was the drummer Ed Thigpens. And this is a Charlie Parker Bop composition called Perhaps. Thank you. Here's a contemporary album cut in 1961, co-authored by tenor sax man Teddy Edwards and our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Howard McGee. That was a little composition written by one of the fathers of modern bebop, alto sax man Charlie Parker, called Perhaps. And it also included Phineas Newborn there on piano. Sparkling rendition of Perhaps by the piano player Phineas Newborn. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, we'll hear from Lee Morgan next. This is from a Blue Note LP entitled Cornbread, and it features Lee on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And they're going to do a Harold Arlen, Ted Koehler tune entitled Ill Wind. Thank you. Ill Wind, featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1967 entitled Cornbread. Well, next we're here from one of Lionel Hampton's groups. This was on an RCA Victor LP released in 1971. And it was an anthology of his early work entitled Stompology. And this particular number features Lionel on vibes, Ziggy Elman on trumpet, Jess Stacy on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, George Koenig, Art Rolini, and Vito Musso on tenor sax, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. They're going to do a tune at Hamp Road entitled Jivin' the Vibes. Thank you. That was Jive and the Vibes, featuring Lionel Hampton on vibes, Ziggy Elman on trumpet, Jeff Stacy on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, George Koenig, Art Rollini, Vito Musso on tenor saxes, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. That was from the RCA Victor LP released in 1971, entitled Stompology.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10. We're going to take a break for the news, about 5 minutes at the top of the hour. And then we'll be back for approximately one more hour of modern mainstream jazz. So don't go away. We got more swinging sounds ahead of us. Going to close out the first hour with a little album that was cut on a contemporary label by Howard in 1961 called Maggie's Back in Town. And this is a little composition written by Howard called Demon's Chase, backed up by Phineas Newborn on piano.